Okay, I did have slides, and I did have a story planned, and the story was about money or something, but I didn't want to tell that story. I just had this feeling, I want to tell you a story about heaven. Have you ever thought about heaven? We tell children stories about Noah, and we tell stories about all sorts of things, but we don't always tell stories about heaven, okay? In heaven, there are no bad people. You don't have to be scared of anybody because everybody is kind and loving. No nasty people at all. Amen. And the Bible even lists people that won't be there. It tells you, like in various places, how many nasty people will not be there. Okay? So, once little glimpses of heaven, we've had little glimpses of heaven. Okay, what's the matter? Okay, we'll get a booby there. All right. Okay. Okay, so one day there was a man called Isaiah, and he got a little glimpse of heaven. He was somewhere, and he saw God sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. And his robe, the clothes he wore, went down into the temple church and filled the temple church. And above his robe were seraphim. Seraphim are special angels that hang around God all the time. And each of them didn't just have two wings, they had six wings. With two wings, they covered their face because God was shining so much. With two wings, they covered their feet because you've got to be good and clean in front of God all the time. I thought they just felt like they had to cover their feet. And with two, they flew. And one of these seraphim called out and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." And you know what happened when that angel spoke? The doors shook and the temple church was filled with smoke. And you know what Isaiah said? "Oh, woe is me. I'm going to die because I've seen God." And you know what an angel did? One of those special angels came and touched him, took a coal from a fire, actually, with tongs, and he touched his mouth. And he said, "Your sins are forgiven, and all the things inside you that make you want to do bad things have been cleansed and taken away." Amen. And then he even asked Isaiah to do something for him. They said, God said, "Who will go for us and send messages?" And Isaiah said, "I will go and tell people about you." Amen. But you know what? God says, those people are not going to even listen. You will tell them, and they're not even going to listen, but you must tell them anyway. Well, anyway, there's another thing that I want to tell you about in the Bible where you can see a little glimpse of heaven, and that is in Revelation. It tells you that John, one of the disciples, had like a vision. Also, he was somewhere, and he saw Jesus standing, and he described what he saw. He saw his hair was white, like wool, and a little curly. I think it said it was a little curly. White. That's like, white is this color. Imagine that, white. That's the color of his hair. And then his legs were bronze. Bronze is like a metal, okay? And his legs, and his eyes were shining bright. And he was walking amongst candles and walking amongst stars, okay? Isn't that amazing? Well, there was somebody else who had a vision. Her name was Ellen White. She had a vision and went into heaven, and she saw. She said, in heaven, and even the Bible also says, God, Jesus is going to give us a crown and put a crown on our head. And he's going to give us a harp, and our fingers will know just what to do to play the harp. And we'll be so happy. She saw little children in heaven that must have died when they were little. They were wandering around. They were so happy. They were playing in the flowers, and there were no snakes. And animals are there. There's lions. I love lions. I think they're so beautiful, but I'm scared of them. But in heaven, you can pet a lion and he's not going to hurt you. I'm even a little nervous about the cat we have in our backyard because he might just bite me. So I've got to make sure I pet him on his back, okay? So another time, you know what? One time, I even had a dream. I dreamt, and I've told you all this once before. I was dreaming. We were walking in this beautiful field, and my family was around me. And I saw a dog come running towards us, and it looked like a dog I used to have, a big black dog, which was my favorite dog. And The dog came running, and I said to my children, look, that's a dog just like Cherie. And Jesus was standing nearby, and he said, that is Cherie. So I thought, I woke up from, I wasn't even sleeping when this happened. I was actually in the car, I was awake. And I thought, well, I suppose Jesus can do whatever he wants to because he made everything. But there are many stories. There's even a book called Heaven by Ellen White. And even if you don't, I know there's a lot of people that, people don't normally like prophets anyway. But if you read that book, you'll be amazed at the kind of things that she saw in heaven. Heaven is a beautiful place. And we are longing to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. Do you want to see Jesus? Amen. Yes, I want to be with him. Amen. I want to just be wherever he is. I don't want to just be anywhere. And you know what? My dad died 4 years ago, and I just believe that he was a good man, and I think he's going to be there in heaven too. And I think he's also going to want to be where Jesus is. So especially those of us who have gone through hard times, we're going to just want to be where Jesus is. So I'm looking forward to that day, and it's soon.
Amen.
And I want to get ready for it. So get ready for Jesus. Be the kind of person that can go to heaven, okay? Always that kind of person.